welcome to the show. I'm Ben Stiller. And this week we're coming to you from a train museum. And you're probably wondering why we're doing a comedy show from a train museum. And I want you to ask Bob, because actually it was his idea. So,
Ben, it makes perfect sense. I mean, this is where comedy started. Trains built this country and they built this business.
Comedy business.
Yeah, absolutely. You remember the early train comedians? Trainee McGee, the Caboosenecks, first improv group. They took suggestions over the first half of the country, and they did scenes based on those over the second half.
I never heard of them.
Well, Ben, I just wanted to come here. I've never been here, and I wanted to ride that little train because it makes you seem like you're a giant.
Right. Okay, why don't we just go to this?
Can we ride the trains?
I don't know. We'll see what we can do. All right.
Train!
Excuse me. Hi. You're Casey Kasem. You're unbelievable.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
No. Seriously, I'm telling you. You blow me away.
Well, it's really nice of you to...
No. I'm telling you what you do. It's really amazing. It's fabulous.
Yes, well, can we get...
No. I'm telling you. I'm telling you what you do. I really get it. I get what's going on with you. It's amazing. Really. Great stuff.
Yes.
No. Really. Do me a favor. Say, coming in this week at number one, it's Lionel Richie. Who's stuck on you. Huh?
No, I really don't think I can do
that. No. Come on, do it. Seriously, do it. Come on, do it.
Coming in at number one this week is Lionel Richie was stuck on you.
That's great. You get this at home all the time, right? That's great. All right, do Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. Come on.
Scoob, old buddy, old friend, old pal, I could really dig a pizza right now.
Now, do you mind if we finish our meal?
No. Do me a favor. Come over and say hello to my wife, huh?
No, look, my daughter and I are in a rush.
No. Come on, do it. Seriously, do it. Come on, come over. You know what would be great? Get dressed up in the waiter outfit, come over, pour some water in a glass. Would blow her away.
No, I can't do that.
No. Come on, do it.
I'd love to do it.
No. Seriously, do it. Do it.
I don't know if I'd only had the roughie.
Ifs and buts with candy and nuts with you.
Hi, I'm Casey Kasem. Can I get you some more bread?
Oh, my God. Casey Kasem is a waiter.
That's incredible. I can't believe it.
Did you do this?
No.
You do this?
No.
Is that enough? Can I leave now?
No. Come on, you're the waiter. Wait on this.
I can't do that.
No, seriously. Come on, do it. Do it. Come on, Casey, do it.
Tonight we have two specials. Flying up the chart, at number two, we have a vegetarian surprise. And at number one, we have a tofu burger with date nut bread.
I love it, date nut bread.
Akeem, Tank, and Devin. These are the kids of Melrose Heights. 90210-2402.
Check out Vaughn. He does a cool robot dance.
Yeah, he's very good.
I gotta get to class. Hey, Anna.
Hello, Devin. Vaughn is a robot, yeah?
Really?
See you around. Hey, Dev.
Hey, Britton, did you hear? Vaughn's a robot.
Devin, who told you that?
I can't remember.
Well, it's not nice. You shouldn't spread rumors.
Pardon me, I need to fuel up.
Oh, my God, Devin, you were right.
I always knew there was something different about him.
I'm scared.
Push the envelope, you can do it. Come on, all right. That's it.
Spider, did you hear? Vaughn is a robot.
I can't believe it. I thought I really knew him.
Maybe he's from outer space.
Kind of makes me sick to my stomach.
Oh, my God. What if he wants to turn us into robots?
What if he wants to eat our brains?
My parents would kill me if someone ate my brains.
I am so scared. And what if you make out with me?
Odds. Once, twice, three, shoot.
Oh, this is nice. Somebody made me lunch. Batteries? I am not a robot!
To be continued.
All aboard!
All right, so we're hanging out in the train yard here. This is pretty cool, huh? This is fun, right?
It's okay. It's just kind of, it's hot. It's the first day of fall and it's 100 degrees and it kind of harkens back to every bad family vacation that I ever had, and
yeah, but you look good. I'm telling you, you look really good, Jim.
Well, thank you, Ben, and you look very trim.
Thank you. Well, you know, I watch what I eat and try
and
to exercise.
And you use the Stairmaster.
Yes.
And what did you listen to this morning while you were using the Stairmaster?
I can't recall.
Duran Duran. Who was listening to Duran Duran?
One time. What's wrong with Duran Duran? What?
Oh, nothing. But you know what? Every time I hear songs like Duran Duran or something,
yes,
I just assume that one of the band members has died because you never hear that anymore. And I walked in and I went, oh my God, Simon Le Bon is dead. They're playing Duran Duran again.
It'll be a sad day when Simon passes on, but we'll all have to deal
There'll
with it.
There'll be people visiting his tomb.
Why don't we watch this now, okay?
Listen up, class. We are very fortunate today to have a visitor from the Government's Council on Juvenile Crime and Delinquency. So let's all give our full attention, please, to our guest, Mr. Marcus.
Hello, class. My name is Jeffrey Marcus, and I want to have a straight talk with you about a very serious subject, your future. Now, I know what you're thinking. Who is this square in the suit and tie who's going to tell me about my future? Well, let me tell you something. I've done it all. Any drug you can eat, I ate it. I've killed a man, and I'm not proud of it. And I got 12 years of hard time in the can to prove it. So let's talk about you. Now, sixth graders, you're all at a crossroads in your life. Believe me, I know what it's like. I've been there. One day, you're having fun at the prom or the school football game. Next day, you wake up, you're in the woods, eating bugs, talking about how the dark troll has murdered Paul McCartney. Well, he won't murder me.
Yes, I know you're here. Run, Carlos, run to help. Go.
Okay, let's talk about drugs. A lot of people tell you it's cool to take a drug trip. What they won't tell you is where that trip will lead you. Drugs will not take you to a place where your problems don't exist, people. A place where velvet hills sweep out in all directions, and the grass grows right through your feet, where the sunlight pours down like yellow energy nectar, dripping through your pores and filling your limbs, swallowing you up and taking you into the vacuum of
eternal happiness.
Okay, let me use some visuals to illustrate my point. Now, it starts out innocent enough. Somebody will offer you some chewing tobacco. Hey, sounds like fun. Ball players do it. Why can't I? What they won't tell you is that chewing tobacco acts as a magic key for the magic boy who's invited to a magic party. Ooh, look, it's the magic party with the drinky thing and the smoky thing. Mr. Crazy Smoky Thing. We're all dancing around, having a great time. There's a hoedown happening. People are asking other people to have a little fun. It's craziness. It's roses and lollipops. And then all of a sudden, there's a murder. Somebody's been killed. Who was it? Was it Mr. Drinky Thing? Was it me? No, it wasn't me. Shut up. I will tell this story. It needs to be told. Why would I kill someone who I love? Just tell me, why would I want to? Gullis! Gullis!
It's him! The Black Troll! He's come for you all, don't you see? He wants you! I've traveled through three time worlds and he keeps coming for me! Don't let him come for you! He wants to suck your innocence! Leave me! Don't! He's winning! He's winning! No! 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 You won't get me! No!
All right, then. Are there any questions?
Hey, welcome back, and we're here at the train yard. And look, I just ran into my buddy Colin Quinn, which is great because I think the whole train thing was getting a little old. And you want to be the guest star on the show now? We can just hang out and talk and have some fun.
Yeah, like second fiddle to the train. I'm in the middle of my workout, Ben. I mean, if you want to come along with me, that's fine. Otherwise, you know, I can't stop working out because you decided, you know, oh, the train thing doesn't work.
Okay, well, why don't we just come along with Colin? All right, great. But that's okay. You can be on the show.
Yeah. All right. I'm one of these desperate actors trying to look for work.
No, I know that. I know. All right. Well, we'll just hang out with Colin a little bit. All right.
Yeah, let's do a little.
What are you training? You're training?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right, Ben. That's right.
All right, Cox, we'll take a little break, huh?
Oh, okay, sure.
So how you been doing, huh? What have you been up to?
What have I been up to? What does that mean? Like, what have I been doing career-wise? Isn't that what you mean?
Yeah, well, I thought, you know, people might be interested to...
Yeah, you might be interested, Ben. Oh, Ben, I'm up for the white guy on Hanging with Mr. Cooper. See, Ben, I'm not like you, Ben. All right, my whole life doesn't revolve around career. I know all you care about is your show. And I've seen your show for a couple of weeks. I know what you're doing there. All the little Fox parodies. Oh, look at how pretentious they are, the posers on Melrose Place. Right. Oh, 90210. And look at you, Ben. You look just like them. From the well-coiffed hair to the little biceps, the jacket, that hollow cheek kind of enfant terrible, rebel without a cause, cultivating thing you're doing.
Okay, let's just go to this, all right? Because I'm fun to read.
Last time on Melrose Heights, 90210-2402.
Pardon me, I need to fuel up.
Spider, did you hear? Vaughn is a robot.
I am not a robot!
And now, the conclusion of Robot Go Home.
You know, you think you know someone, but you don't.
Word?
Yeah, I know. Oh, here he comes.
Hey, gang, let's go to lunch. I hear it's Salisbury steak.
No, thanks. Not today.
We're not eating.
We're on a diet.
A diet? What kind of a diet? The I don't eat with people I think are robots diet? Move it!
Did he say Salisbury steak?
Sounds good. Let's go.
Settle down. Settle down. Well, it seems some of you have been spreading an ugly rumor about one of your fellow classmates. I don't know how many times I'm going to have to remark on this. Although modern science has developed sophisticated robotics, no one in his right mind would build a robot just to hang around this high school.
Excuse me, sir, but that's just not true. I've seen a robot, and his name is Vaughn.
Yeah! I saw him. He's beginning to rust.
Yeah! No! The only robot in this school is Mr. Clanky!
Is he going to try and kill us, too?
No, people! It's a toy!
I think we were wrong about Vaughn.
Hey, Vaughn, are you okay?
Don't worry about me. Robots don't have feelings.
We just came to apologize.
You're a little late. I decided to transfer schools again.
Don't leave. You're not really a robot.
You mean that?
Sure, and even if you were a robot, we'd still love you.
And I'd still love you. I can't transfer. I'd miss you guys too much. And I'd miss being on the wrestling team and the swim team and the water polo team.
Vaughn was a robot, but he just dances like one. We all overreacted and now we're sorry. I am a young
learn more about gossip or robots, visit your local library or send for a free pamphlet.
And remember, gossip is uncool.
Tai Chi, Ben. You know what it's all about, Ben? Balance. You balance your work life with your personal life.
Right.
That's what you don't have yet, Ben.
Right.
Balance.
Oh, okay.
Right. That's what you need. Let me show you a little something,
Ben. I don't want to do any Tai Chi. Why don't we just go to
Ben,
the next
Ben, a lot of us have to do a lot of things we don't want to do, but that's what Tai Chi's about.
Oh, Carl!
Doing things we don't want to do, Ben.
Oh,
for instance, me, I have to go on the road 50 weeks a year to make my money because I don't have a TV show.
I know.
I want one, Ben, but I don't have one.
Okay, why don't we just...
You have one, Ben.
I know.
Why do you have one?
You
have plastic noses, and I don't have one, Ben.
Let's just go to another
film. I'm talented too, Ben. I'm good too, Ben.
Hello?
I'm Adam West. Tonight on Information 411, true stories from the over 5 million people a day who call the nation's directory assistance, searching for phone numbers, addresses, and area codes. People who, for whatever reason, can't look it up themselves. Meet Ed Janik, a salesman from suburban Cincinnati.
It was a Friday, and I was making my rounds, as usual. All of a sudden, I remembered. I had to pick up my fiancé's birthday present. You see, Kathy's a real Netherlands nut. So I had these special clogs made up for her. Unfortunately, the store was about to close, and I realized the only way I was going to get them to stay open a little bit longer was if I gave them a call.
However, luck was not on Janik's side. In the confusion of the day's busy events, he had inadvertently left the clog store's phone number on a post-it note, which he had sat on earlier in the day. The odds stacked against him. Janik resorted to instinct.
I remember thinking, go for the phone book. Up until then, I had never used directory assistance. I felt that it was a luxury that I couldn't afford.
With time running out before the store closed, Janik was forced to swallow his pride and dial for help. At exactly 4:57, Laura Milligan took the call.
Operator 57, what city, please?
I don't know what city. I need the number now.
I immediately detected a sense of urgency in his voice. In that situation, our first job is to calm the caller down so we can get the information that we need.
They're going to close and it's my girlfriend's birthday.
Okay, sir, now calm down. I need the full name of the clog store.
I don't know. It's something Van Joy. How many could there be in the Cincinnati area?
There are 37, sir.
No!
I guess I was freaking out or something.
Milligan, a seasoned operator, knew there wasn't much time. Then she had an idea. The previous Saturday, she'd attended the wedding of her half-brother Steve, who had married a foreign girl.
But I couldn't remember if that little gal was Danish or Dutch. Okay, sir, now just relax. I'm going to put you on hold for 1 second.
By this time, Laura's supervisor and most of the staff were monitoring the situation.
Please, I'm in a hurry.
Laura placed a call to her half-brother as precious moments ticked away.
Hello?
Hello, Stevie? Is Gretel Danish or Dutch?
She's Dutch.
Great. Can you tell me where she buys her clogs?
A little place called Ikoi Van Joy, I think. Why?
No time to talk. Thanks, Al.
Taking decisive action, Milligan went beyond her normal responsibilities and connected Janik directly to the store.
Hello. Ik hou van jouw footwear.
Oh, thank God. Listen, I'm going to be a little late. Could you hold my clogs?
No problem, Mr. Janik.
Working together, Laura Milligan and directory assistants helped to ensure a happy birthday for Ed Janik's fiancé.
It's just a good feeling, you know? I mean, that's what we're all about.
It taught me that I have a friend in 411.
Coming up next, a man with just a dime discovers the phone number of a movie theater.
Hey, we're back. We're hanging out with Colin Quinn, overlooking Hollywood. It's really beautiful from up here, isn't it, Colin? It's really peaceful and nice. I think it's
yes,
great.
Ben, it is. It is peaceful, darling, dear, sweet Ben. Yes. Ben, you know, I'd like to read you a little, well, not really a poem, something I wrote that I thought might be appropriate for your show. I mean, obviously, the show has a lot of jokes in it, but maybe it needs something with a little more depth. This one is called Coyote.
Coyote.
Okay. Yes.
Coyote by Colin Quinn.
Coyote, desert slattern. Stuffed full of blood, dogs, vomit. Coyote, I love thee. You could do it as Tom Cruise or something, Ben, you
right,
know?
Right, okay.
One of the characters.
You know, maybe you should talk to somebody. Okay.
Do it as like the Herman Munster guy you do.
Right, okay. We'll be back after this. Eddie Munster. All right, well, that's about it. We're out of time. I want to thank Colin Quinn for hanging out.
Nice,
it was great
man.
To run into
Thanks.
You. It was really good.
Thanks. I'm sorry about the whole, you know, thing before. I just quit smoking.
Right,
and,
right. Well, no
it's
problem.
It's been really hard, but, yeah. But thank you. Thank you.
Okay,
thanks,
well,
man.
It'll be okay. Really,
I'll see
Colin.
You around, bro.
All right, well, okay. All right. I'll see you. Colin, can you give me a ride? Colin, can you give me a ride? Colin! He's a little tense these days, I guess. Yeah. All right. Well, I guess I'll... where do we go now? How do we get out of here?
No, I'd love to, but...
No. Seriously, do it. Come on. Do it. Do it.
Don't fear or think that you're too high and mighty to... Three little digits. Just bing, bing, bing.
I have a friend... in 411.
Oh, that was a good one.
So
can we cut that last?
Maybe.